From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, February 12th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland. DempseyCenter.org.
Federal fisheries regulators have rejected Maine's proposed lobster gear rules designed to reduce the risk to endangered North Atlantic right whales. They say the rules are inadequate.
Feds do not believe it has gone far enough.
Patrick Kelleher, the state's commissioner of marine resources, said Maine did propose a robust set of measures to address the issue. One would require offshore lobster boats to place more traps on each line, thereby reducing the overall number of vertical ropes in the water. Another would weave weak links into their rope that adult whales would be able to break through. The state calculates its measures would reduce the risk of dangerous entanglements by 52%. But in a letter to Maine's Department of Marine Resources last month, the regional administrator for the National Marine Fisheries Service said that the feds would not accept less than a 60% risk reduction. Kelleher says some lobstermen want the state to stop working with the federal government, but that could lead to a federal mandate to lower trap limits or close off entire areas to fishing. A representative for Maine home health care workers told members of a U.S. Senate committee that recent cuts to Medicare will limit providers' ability to care for their patients. Leanne Howard of Home Health and Specialty Programs for Northern Light Home Care and Hospice testified today before the Senate Aging Committee during a public hearing to explore the struggles facing home health care providers due to funding constraints. Howard said funding cuts are limiting home care providers' ability to maintain support services and skilled care, or even to reach patients.
For example, to serve many of our island communities off the coast of Maine, our clinicians need to travel by lobster boat or mailboat, as this is the only way to access the island.
Under current regulations, only physicians can certify Medicare-funded home health care. Even though many patients rely on physician assistants, nurse practitioners, and clinical nurse specialists as primary health providers. Committee Chair Senator Susan Collins has proposed a measure that would change that by removing the physician restriction. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump has proposed a budget that would cut Medicare by another $451 billion. And there were almost 1,000 new flu cases reported for Maine for the week that ended February 8th. The Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention says this brings the total confirmed cases of influenza to nearly 5,000 for the season. In weather tonight, we'll have clouds increasing with snow everywhere but the northwest overnight and lows in the low double digits to the mid-30s. Tomorrow, snow statewide with some rain and sleet mixed in the south. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for a conversation about the state's ongoing opioid crisis. I'm Nora Flaherty.